Accession number 30079, Reel 6.
You're going to tell us about the other five that you can recall.
The other five, well, there's not a great deal more that I can say. I can tell you what targets they were.
Certainly.
The 32nd op was another mining trip in Mecklenburg Bay. We successfully dropped the mines from 12,000 feet without any problems. Returned safe and sound. Our next trip, which was the 33rd op, was over Dortmund, and that was a night raid. We were quite successful in bombing, but that's the one where we returned on three engines, which I've already spoken of. The next one was the 34th trip. The date was February the 21st, 1945, and the target was Duisburg. We carried a 4,000 pound cookie, 1,150 pounds by four, and we bombed at 17,500 feet. Our next trip was the 35th, which is at Forsheim, and that was on February the 23rd. That was a night raid, and it was only of a duration of 7 hours 45 minutes. So that was getting towards the end, John. There was only another one to go.
What do you recall of the last one? Here we are. This is, presumably you knew that this was your last one. You've been tallying things up. This is one more to go.
Yes.
No one's changed the numbers at this point, presumably.
No.
What did it feel like to know that this was your last trip, getting in the plane for the last time to do a raid?
Well, it's a date that's been indelibly imprinted in my mind, March the 7th. That was our last trip in 1945. That was the 36th stop, and the target was Dessau, which is also well and truly into Germany. That wasn't as far in, or the trip wasn't as long anyway, probably because we didn't have as many diversions. But that took 9 hours 15 minutes, and I can vividly recall this because on our last trip the crew were determined that we'd get back first, and they wanted me to step up the power, but I wouldn't do that because I said, well, this aircraft has already got one crew through and it's got us through so far, and I'm not going to put the aircraft in a condition that wouldn't see another crew through after we have finished on it. So I wouldn't increase the engine revs, but I gave way a little bit by saying that we'd descend earlier than what we should from our bombing height, and I gradually decreased height and built up a bit of speed that way. And there was another crew finishing the same night as us. And when we arrived at Binbrook, I saw this aircraft flash underneath me, and I thought, I bet that's Bluey Williams, the other crew. And I expected him to call up on the RT, but he didn't. He fired a very light to indicate that his RT was out, and therefore I knew I'd get him. So I called up, I got permission to land, and he had to wait his turn. And my crew were jubilant because they had bets on who would get back first. And so that ended our tour.
Well, obviously an important occasion for you. It's an emotional experience to relive that. What did it feel like to know, Rob, well, my duty's done.
Mm.
We've done it. We've actually finished our job.
Yes, well, it was a bit of an anti-climax, really, because we didn't know where we were going from there on. what was going to happen to us, and you never gave it a great deal of thought. You were sent on leave immediately you'd finished, and three of us decided we'd go on leave together. And after the leave was over and we returned to the squadron, we'd got various postings around the place. I was sent to an instructor's course, and I think my navigator was also. And we lost track of one another completely, which was a bit sad, but that was the way things panned out.
Well, obviously you're talking about February, March, April, May. May the 8th, we hear of VE Day. What was it like to experience VE Day, Victory in Europe?
Well, I was away with relatives when that occurred, and there was much jubilation in the place I was at, which was near Preston in Lancashire, where most of my rallies lived. And there was quite an event at the local hotels, etc., etc. Much dancing in the street and carrying on. And I think I finished up with a sore head, although I wasn't a drinker.
Well, people mentioned to me often that at the end of the war was a bit of a letdown when they came back, particularly. Having had these important duties to do, returning home to Civvy Street was a big letdown in many respects. Was that an experience that you
No, not really. No, I just adjusted back to civilian life without any problems whatsoever. I was thankful that it was all over, and I thank God that he'd let me come through, and I still thank him. Because I think there was someone up there helping. There had to be, because there was a lot of better than men than me that didn't survive. Academically, they were better, and possibly better flyers than what I was. But there had to be something that was seeing you through, because you came into such awful, sticky situations that you'd think, well, why am I getting through this? Why didn't the others get through it?
Now, how do you explain that away? How do you, think about that, being a spiritual person?
I think possibly you have faith in God. And I think that's definitely what helped. And as I said, I still thank him. Because it was quite an experience to go through and to come through, you know, unscathed.
What do you feel that you have gained from your experience of operation, of being a pilot during World War II?
Well, I've never given it a great deal of thought, really. I suppose I've learnt to appreciate my fellow men a bit better. The fact that I'd seen people with great valour in the time that I was going through, and skillful sort of men who had put all their effort into the war effort, and I just felt that afterwards that I could look back on those days and think, well, you know, there are men still around who are very forthright, and it was good to meet up with some of the survivors, particularly my own crew. I think in the first time we were together in 45 years was about 1988, and it was good to catch up with them again. One of the navigator had passed on in the meantime, but the other five that were here were happy to meet up with us again after so long.
When you look back at your experience during World War II. What few words spring to mind for you?
What few words?
Yeah, if you were to sum up your experience in a sentence, what would you? How would you say it?
Well, thank God I was a survivor. That's about all I can say.
When you look back at your experience, though, obviously you were lucky to get home, but when you look back at your experience, what it meant to you at the time, what you gained from it, possibly how you look back on it now, what would you say?
Well, I suppose it made me grow up a bit, because you go in there at a young age and you get that much experience, not only of the warfare, but of the various places that you went to, and you got a greater insight into the world. That's about all.
If, in, say, 50 years' time, a young chap or young lady sits down to listen to your tape, doesn't know me, doesn't know you, what would you hope that they would get from listening to your 3 hours of discussion about your experience during World War II? What would you hope they'd learn from the experience?
Well, I guess that I would expect them to accept the circumstances that I'd been placed in, voluntarily, of course, and would be happy with the outcome that, you know, I have described. That's about all I can mention.
Well, look, Bill, I'd like to thank you very much for all of your help. It's been great, and I think all the information that you've given us will be very helpful.
My records. My pleasure, John.
Good on you. Cheers.